Our reading is taken from the 12th verse of the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation updated version. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can. Through the listening of this reading, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.
Actually, nagsulat ako ng script, no? It's a full manuscript, and I was Joseph told me ahead of time. This was a very, you know, I had enough time to prepare a sermon. But what do you say, right, to a community that's very close to your heart, no? A community that has shaped who I am, pretty much, no? Tapos nung nag padala si Joseph ng si Pastor Joseph ng invitation, I thought he was going to include a curriculum, you know, an entire curriculum of this month. You know how type A he is, no, with this curriculum, Christian education, naka-outline dapat ganyan. But it did not come with a curriculum. In fact, it didn't even come with a reference text. He simply told me, para ako nakaganon sa balkonahe. Okay lang ba? Makikita niyo naman ako. Sige. He simply told me to edify the congregation on the theme, makulay na bukas, potentials, and possibilities. Hindi masyado bakla. Medyo lang. Honestly, I just simply wanted to skip the homily entirely, no? And just ask you all, at tumayo na lang kayo, hawakan nyo ang kamay ng bawat isa at titigan nyo ang bawat isa sa mata. Look around the room, no? And behold the potential and the possibilities. What this church has achieved, the good news that you have preached to those who needed to hear it, your powerful, prophetic, scandalous witness, your gentleness to each other, and your feistiness for our community. I think that would have been enough to celebrate 18 wonderful years. Pwede naman natin gawin yun, pero gagalit si Cha. Kakasabi niya pa naman Holy Spirit ako. Ano ba yan? Will you pray with me? Our parent God in heaven, our God known by many names and many identities and many forms, thank you for 18 beautiful years of Christ's ministry through his beautiful, prophetic, scandalous church in Open Table MCC. I pray for your anointing to come upon our hearts as we receive your blessing of edification, your blessing of friendship, your blessing of fellowship, and love in this hallowed space. All these we pray in the name of the one whom we follow. Amen. Sabi ni Jack, 30 minutes. I think I'll try to do 15. Try lang. May pagkain naman dito. Pwede naman magtuloy-tuloy kahit kumakain na kayo. Working break, ganon. As LGBTQIA plus people, and by the way, no, for those who do not know, I do identify as lesbian. I'm a bit extremely lesbian, which means I rarely have romantic relationships with men. Just one in my life, which I will not do again. It's not a very good idea to do it. But LGBTQI people, plus people, we have always had to try harder than most. Sa school, sa work, no, kahit yung kasama mo hindi naman ano ganun ka excellent, pero diba, we've always had to try harder than most. Even in finding stories in our sacred texts, ang hirap din. We still have to try extra hard to find them. It's very similar to how difficult it is for women to try to find women with personal and political agency in the text. Halos wala. ang hirap hanapin.
We are, of course, fortunate of the many people who had come before us who took the risk of reclaiming texts. MCC is central to that, but it is not exclusive to MCC. There were so many others before us. We are grateful for scholars like Mona West, our very own Mona West, Elizabeth Schusler Fiorenza, Kwok Puylan, Musa Dube, and others whose books are in there. Please borrow, but please return. They're very expensive. Who demonstrated that the text surfaces the stories for us if we look a bit harder. Whether they are descriptive of the shared oppressions of the othered or naming the unnamed or finding those muted narratives in the spaces between words, the task of finding ourselves in these stories are not simply a matter of scholarly prowess. We have to do it because it is a matter of our survival. Take Mary of Magdala, for example. Our recovery and extrapolation of her and her stories are the only reason why we can even celebrate her or even revere her the way we do now. Kasi if we simply agreed with a sanctioned version of her story as told by the early church fathers, Christianity today would be very different. Come, welcome. You know, when Pastor Joseph told me that I had the liberty to choose the scripture reference today, I panicked a little. Really. I did not know how to handle that kind of freedom. So I opted to reflect on the few lines from the 19th chapter of the Matthean Witness. Thank you for reading our text today. Let me read it again. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let anyone accept this who can. Now, this appears to be a very male body-oriented text. Eunuchs, after all, can only be male. A castrated male who, in biblical antiquity and in empires, served in very specific social functions. They are harem guardians. Alam niyo yung sa harem ng hari? Who oversee, obviously, the royal harem. Cupbearers. You know what cupbearers are? They test muna, kasi parang hindi ma-assassinate yung hari, ganun. So sila muna una mamatay. Ayoko yung ganun trabaho. High-level spies, they were spies, bedchamber keepers, religious specialists, royal guards, soldiers, close confidants of kings and queens. Basically, they were people who were around very important people, and by extension, they become important people, and they were among the most trusted individuals in the land. I'm not sure if this is the first time you're ever going, you've heard of eunuch, or at least an exposition of eunuch. Sabi naman ni Joseph, hindi niya masyadong ginagamit. Ewan ko ba kung bakit. But in Bible societies around the world, do you know what Bible societies are? Okay, each country has a Bible society, and Bible societies are those that are, you know, tasked with translating, publishing, and distributing the Bible. This is often non-denominational. In Bible societies, they often use the word eunuch to refer to gender expressions beyond the male and the female. Our friends over at this resource center called SoulForce, I don't know if you're familiar with SoulForce, and I am not sure if this has already been published, but Dedma, basahin ko na lang. May copy kasi ako nun kasi, sorry, live ba tayo? Consultant ako nung work na yon. Sa site ko yung text na consultant naman ako. Magtatagalog na lang ako para hindi nila maintindihan. In the Bible, di ba't English yung script ko ba? In the Bible, The word eunuch is used often to refer to people with a variety of different biological, social, and political identities and roles. When we read about a eunuch in the Bible, we could be reading about one, a person who was castrated as a young boy before puberty, who grew into adulthood without developing secondary sex characteristics such as deeper voices or beards or broad shoulders. Or number two, someone born with genitalia or other sex characteristics that don't clearly fit the society's expectations of having a penis or a vagina. These are people who today might identify as intersex. Or a male prisoner of war. Or a servant who was castrated as an adult. These eunuchs would have already developed secondary sex characteristics. Macho na sila. Borta. And then they're ganun talaga. And then they're castrated. Now, am I ready to say or infer that eunuchs are intersex or transgender? No, I am not. Not yet. At least. I am, however, prepared to say that they were neither man nor woman, because in the context of the Matthean witness that we read today, sex, gender, performativity is almost exclusively tied to childbearing. Because eunuchs are, by virtue of their physiology and psychology, they are excluded from this sex, gender, performance equation. Their classification, therefore, is ambiguous. Societal classification, it's ambiguous. Eunuchs were widely accepted as having a gender outside of the male and female binary. Because eunuchs did not follow the same social norms as men or women, and they participated in a society outside of the strict separation of men and women, they were able to move freely between men-only and women-only spaces. Furthermore, their sexualities were not just ambiguous, they were also less controlled, less sanctioned. Eunuchs were not involved in the politics of royal succession and the continuation of their family bloodline through fathering sons. Eunuchs are often more free to have sexual relations and partnerships with both men and women throughout their lives. They were oftentimes considered as expert sex partners and other sexual activity. I don't know if you've watched documentaries, mga Persian Empire, Ottoman Empire, Greek. It's replete, no, with eunuchs who are there in the story. Now, our reading quotes the words of Jesus while he was in the middle of an argument with priests and experts of the law, who were probably trying to put him on the spot for not being married at that age. Kasi, dagdag yun sa atraso ni Jesus noon. Huh? As a Palestinian Jew, who was a bit unsuccessful in his family trade, meron silang furniture shop, hindi ba siya kasali? Siya nagtrabaho sa furniture shop ng tatay niya. Pinili niyang mag-rabay, no? Magturo, or mangisda, or magsaka, or both, or none at all. Baka nag-ano lang siya dun ba habang nagsasaka yung mga tao. Uy, alam niyo ba? Ganyan. Ganyan. Hindi successful sa furniture shop. Walang asawa, walang anak. As a Jew, that was very problematic. As an Aramaic-speaking Jew living in a Roman client state, who himself is a follower of John the Baptizer, by the way, na medyo sikat din si John the Baptizer, kasi tinegi siya dahil kakatuligsa niya dun sa, ano, diba? Kakatuligsa niya sa kanilang government monarchy at that time, and living in a Roman client state, this is extra problematic. As you know, Rome, at Roman era ito, no, sa panahon ng pagsulat nito, Rome ordered their society in the shape of little pyramids. I know you've taken this already in the Institute for Queer Studies and Theology. Yes. Bongga. Para madaling isipin, ang Roma, they ordered their society into little pyramids para i-follow ang big pyramid where emperor is at the top of the pyramid and everyone else is subservient to the emperor. So everything, all society, all the people in their empire were ordered, bali ang pag-ayos ng Roma sa kanyang nasasakupan ay parang maliliit na pyramid where the familus, or we call it the familus, where the pater, the father, is the head of everything. This is not just because they are macho patriarchal, ha? Baka wala pa kasi nag-i-exist na word na yon. This is how they exacted order in the realm. So, and this is militaristic, this is political. This is how you kept those people under you in line. So if you violated any of those little pyramids in the order that the Roman Empire wanted you to follow, you would be crucified, lined up in the streets, and crucified and set on fire. So imagine then this grown man who had in his permanent company other grown men. In the text, there are 12. And women, some of them unmarried. Can you imagine? Masakit sa mata. Masakit siya sa mata para siyang si Chang. Kaya abot-abot na lang ang pagsusurveillance sa kanya. Kaya nga, daming nagtanong sa kanya, no, NTF-LCAC. Yun. Na-LCAC siya. And hence this discourse in this Matthean witness. Jesus does not take the bait. No? Basahin niyo na lang yung buong chapter. Wag na nating basahin ngayon. Pero yung kwento nun, tungkol yun sa divorce, sa marriage, ganyan-ganyan, napakahusay Miss Universe. Perfect talaga siyang sumagot. He does not take the bait of the religious leaders trying to discredit him. And he gives an answer that was not just flawless, it gave us an insight into matters that were otherwise relegated as not central to his work and ministry. Alam niyong Jesus never said anything about LGBT people, right? Nothing. Hindi niya issue. Pero pasalamat na lang dun sa LCAC. Hindi naman. Pero pasalamat na lang dun sa line of questioning. Sumagot siya ng napaka-flawless na answer. Hindi na niya man siguro sinasadya. Pero pinili ko talaga yun para isermon sa inyo ngayong araw na ito. So, God's will yun. Aha. Ay, toto ba? Evangelical kasi ako, wala kaming pista. Wala din kaming santo. He lived into the intentional subversion of the little pyramids of the Roman familus. He had very little to say about the gender sex layer of this subversion, which was largely political, what he did. And in the rare times, like this one, when he did talk about sex gender dynamics, he says, "For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven." Kung kaya niyong tanggapin yon, tanggapin niyo. Eunuchs, in fact, transgress sex gender spaces. Like us. Feeling ko kahit hindi naman magsakto yung definition, kung meron man tayong makaka-identify ka, ako pala. Hindi ako nag-ako sa... kung makaka-identify ako, yun. Eunuchs yun. Eunuchs transgress not just sex gender spaces,
but also political spaces, as we do. Nabanggit kanina ni Pastor, kaninang umaga, no, I was in another church anniversary. The 7th year of the Bungkalan in Lupang Ramos. Familiar ba kayo sa word na Bungkalan? So yung Bungkalan is a form of transgression also. Dahil pinubungkal ng mga magsasaka ang lupa kahit sinasabihan sila na hindi yan sa kanila. Matagal na silang nandyan. 3 henerasyon na. Kaya lang, hindi naman nila naisip na patituluhan yung kanilang mga sinasaka. E biglang gumulong ang development papunta sa Dasmariñas. Napilitan silang mag-try harder like us. Matagal na silang nandyan, hindi na kukwento yung kwento nila. Ang mga magsasaka sa Lupang Ramos ay sana ma-meet nyo sila one of these days. Sana dumalo kayo doon. Hindi ko nararamdaman kung may LGBT doon, pero I think these eunuch transgressions is very real in that space. Dahil sa pag-cross nila ng mga boundaries ng political order of the empire. Ang Lupang Ramos ay, tulad ng MCC, ay ang naghubog sa akin, no? Bilang isang manggagawa, bilang isang pastor, bilang isang guro. Importante sa akin ang simbahang ito at ang simbahang yun. Mas maganda lang to. At aircon. At pwede ako magsapatos doon. Alam nyo, by the way, inisip ko pa man talaga yung outfit ko ngayon, nag-boots ako. Kapag labas ko ng elevator, sabi ko, sayang naman yung... Hayaan mo na. Sayang naman. Ang Lupang Ramos din minsan ang pinaka madaling turuan ng Soji. Magkukwento lang ako, ha? Hindi na rin kasama sa istorya. Kwento ko na lang. May oras pa ba ako direct? Okay pa naman. So one time, sabi nung isang magsasaka na, Pastor, kwento mo nga sa amin yung, magturo ka nga nung tungkol sa Saji. Sabi ko, ano? Tagal na ako nagpapastor doon. Ano pong ibig niyo sabihin? Saji po yung tungkol sa mga bakla. Sabi ko, talaga ba? Ganun. So, English yung text natin, di ba? Ay yung material. Matagal ko nang tinuturo, so parang kinaya ko na ng very light. And then after I was talking to this person, I told them, ba't di tayo sumama sa Pride March? Sabi nila, sige po, kailan po ba? Rally po ba yan? Oo, rally. Pero masayang rally, hindi tayo sasaktan ng pulis. Oo. Chill lang, gano'n. Sabi niya, sige po, pastor, punta kami. These are farmers. Farmers who had no land. Farmers who have to insist, try harder than most, just for the right to till the land. And so, anyway, sumama sila, 6 na jeep. Sa Marikina. Oo. 6 na jeep. Tapos sabi ko, tigil muna tayo doon sa simbahan ng isa kong kaibigan. Doon tayo mag-aral ng tungkol sa Soji. Tapos pe-process din namin pati yung paggagawa nila ng placard, ng mga nais nilang ipahayag, no, sa LGBT community. Ito ay mga peasant farmers, ha? Sa Cavite. So, nai-imagine nyo. So, nagturo ako ng Soji. Ang dali-dali nilang nakuha. Pastor, ganun-ganun. Bakit? Kasi unawang-unawa nila ang opresyon. Ang dali-dali nilang naintindihan. Kaya nung nagagawa sila ng placard,
genuine agrarian reform and LGBT rights now. Huh? May mga picture ako nun. And when I brought them to, when we started marching, these were people who were very used to violence against, violence no, toward them. Kasi nga parang wala silang lugar. At lagi na lang sinasabi na, mga ano kayo, iba yung gusto nyo. Ganun. And when they saw Marikina, I think that was the one of the more well-attended pride marches. Sabi nila, Pastor, sana puntahan nila kami. So sabi ko, well, tingnan natin no, kung meron silang ganyang pag-appreciate no, sa struggle. Kung merong mga, kung nauunawaan nila yung intersection at pagkakahalintulad ng ating struggle. And since then, of course, MCC has done visits to the farmers of Lupang Ramos. Now, I told this story about the Lupang Ramos Community Church. Mahilig tayo sa Community Church. Lupang Ramos Community Church. Because kung dito ko naintindihan ang diskurso ng eunuch, doon ko naintindihan ang diskurso ng Kingdom of Heaven. There, among the farmers of Lupang Ramos who have to till land under duress, is where the Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Heaven made the most sense to me. All the Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Heaven parables and stories and narratives became easier to grasp when I became a witness to these struggles, no? The farmer struggles for land and the right to simply till it so they can grow food to feed all of us. The right to simply live. And that is how I define the Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Heaven. It is through understanding the plight of farmers who will insist on life no matter what. Mahirap ang buhay. Now, sa anniversary nila kanina, nag-community pantry sila, no? At inimbitahan nila yung mga apat or limang purok, no? Sa Karatig Purok. So kanina, pagdating ko doon, nag-donate ang MCC ng bigas. Palakpakan natin ang ating mga sarili. Nag-donate din ng school. Nag-donate din ng mga madre. So, in fairness, maraming nag-ambag-ambagan para matuloy ang kanilang community pantry. Pero mas nasiyahan ako ng bonggang-bongga because all their harvests, saging, okra, sitaw, lahat ng mga gulay in season, ay pinamigay din nila sa lahat ng mga dumalo. Mahirap i-explain ang kingdom, ha? 5 minutes. Kingdom of Heaven. Sabi mo kasi 30 ba? At hindi ko ma-explain yon. Kailangan yung pumunta doon. Tulad ng hindi ko ma-explain ang eunuch sa kanila, kailangan nila pumunta dito. Para hindi na magtawid-tawid, punta na lang kayo doon. Mas marami naman kayong pamasahe. The way Jesus said this in our text, no? The discourse in our text, it was as though he was narrating the kinds of eunuchs. Those who are born that way, those who are made eunuchs by others, those who choose to be eunuchs for the sake of the Kingdom of Heaven. Maganda naman. Sagot niya yun eh. Pero in witnessing the life and work of Open Table MCC, feeling ko, 3-in-1 yun. Kasi lahat kayo yun. Tayo lahat ito. We were born like this. We were made to be like this. And we choose it prophetically for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. When I was pastor of MCC Quezon City about a decade ago, there in the little yellow room in Cubao, sino nakapunta sa little yellow room in Cubao? Yeah, I know, right? Na ang problema lang namin ni Chang ay bayad ng kuryente at tubig at renta at kung ano isis pagpamasahin namin pabalik ng seminaryo. Standing here now, looking at all of you, here in this beautiful space, hindi to inabot ng imahinasyon ko. Hindi talaga. So if you'll ask me about possibilities and potentials, well, my answer was biblical-theological. Pero itong tanong, ano ang mga posible? Ano ang mga potential? Look at each other, and I promise you, the impossible will come to the realm of possibility. Sobrang proud ako sa simbahang ito. Sa dinami-dami ng kanyang pinagdaanan. Ang simbahan ng mga eunuch na ipinanganak na eunuch, ginawang eunuch ng lipunan, at pipiliing maging eunuch sa ngalan ng kaharian ng Diyos. Maraming salamat sa inyong witness, no? No, magbabasa ako ng isang teksto, nasasaluhin ko yung eunuch at trust, no? Isaiah 56:3-5. Sino nakakaalam ng Isaiah 56:3-5? Bagsak sa Bible content exam. ATS? Wala? Bagsak. And let no eunuch complain, I am only a dry tree. For this is what the Lord says, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who choose what pleases me and holds fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. Happy birthday, MCC.